are going to continue to meet your adversaries on the level of that which is. And that's going to be in the courts of law. You know, criminal trespass against this old woman. But undoubtedly Gripes will bring her down, or Jason Brent or someone. Well, according to some calls that have come through recently, Jason Brent may have his own problems, mightn't he? It won't be her. It won't be this vicious old grandmother. But George is continuing to threaten, isn't he? But there will be some that will go through him. I don't think so. I think maybe Jason Brent, in spite of his lack of knowing anything about the law, and in spite of his paying $25,000 to Duke Majan personally for the job of municipal judge, he is absolutely crappy at law. He doesn't know law from the hole up his nose. He is like the rest of the elite. He wants to rule by force. I have no pick with Jason Brent. They set the scenario that you ones had to go through to learn. And I respect and appreciate my enemy. I cannot help it if my enemy is stupid. And you have to work at the same stupid level until you clean up your nation. It will be that way. What about parole, sir? And we the people. It is not intended there ever be another election. Unfortunately, the intent is, just as soon as it can be legitimately arranged, to impeach Clinton. And the hoods will simply take over more visibly. I kind of feel sorry for the little puppet. And maybe they'll leave him in. But I don't think so. Wouldn't it be better to bump him off? That is certainly in their plans also. Just like Vincent Foster. And I can name you hundreds of others. You won't ever hear about them. You're not ever going to hear about that mission that took place last week. These missions of the same type are taking place as blackmail, hostage taking, you name it, getting your own people like Billy Graham in and out, doing absolutely atrocious things to your nation. Don't hear about them. You're not going to know about the intelligence officers in your midst. Some of them are so stupid they just fall all over their feet. Others play that game and are well trained. Others are simply robotic programmed beings sent in absolutely for a specific purpose. And they're always going to be extremely well trained in what they can talk to you about. So you have to be careful, because they want to get you at a spiritual level. And they want to pin me down to discounting anything else so that this cult of two is not teaching anything orthodox. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't stay at least one step ahead. Consider this a massive step ahead. Because it isn't only planned, it is already in the workings. And I'm not going to cause Dorman Ijay to stick in this just because they feel some sense of responsibility to something or other. What writing I do will be done on a portable, battery-powered computer. If and when there is any funding for projects, the first money spent in each corporation will be in upgrading and just obsolescing all of the information in the prior computers. You don't have any idea to the wildest imaginations that you can conjure how easy it is to monitor every breath each of you takes. And that is exactly what we have been working toward. You're doing everything you do so that it does not matter. But if you're going to have a Costco store open over here, it is nobody's business what their business is, what their funding resources are, or what they purchase. The machinery company, it is no business of the farmers what else the machinery company can offer past farm equipment. Everybody with me. It's important. There is something that I make mandatory. Every issue of the paper that goes out will have a write-up on some Giandriana product, and on at least one journal. I don't mean a little frontal ad that says something that I write on the front of that. I mean somebody write a page review of that, and let's get your own product selling. And when we have funding for Giandriana, we will build a facility to end them all. That has rooms that sterilize themselves according to every standard. And you only handle natural stuff. You meet the requirements, or you close her down. But you cannot keep anything going here if you do not keep your products flowing. I brought them to you so you could make it through here. And when you've made it through here, then you can build. And you cannot do it when the only source of advertising you have is this paper. You must not miss an issue unless I tell you not to put something in there. And you need to focus on something. That gives someone out there a reason to want to have it. Well, if we only have 1,300, 1,500 subscribers, haven't we saturated them? My dear ones, you have thousands of readers. I think it's time you had a little fun. Focus on some of those controversial journals, man. I don't suggest right now with Schindler's List out that you take the $1 trillion lie. Although, you see, I would do it. But until I get you into a little better security position, I'm afraid that Mr. Grice would shoot his first bullet. And you already have trouble with the ADL. And they're waiting for me to let you push too far. I'm not going to. There are plenty of other books. Any questions? Pray for our friend. He's caught in the middle of a very hard place, and a hard place. Well, they want to do business with him, and like I say, they bumped off Walker and Peden, his two biggest aliases. Now they want him to take on some other one, a brand new identity. You know, let's call him Webfoot or something. And no, he's trying to hold out for his name. Russ Barker's not his name. At the most, it would not be his name. Russ Barker. It would be von Ruschbach, if anything. He's all right. He's hurt, but he's strong. And he's just lost some of his closest friends. And his heart is hurt. And he would have even made a foolish blunder just to come and thank you once. Because he's gone through a lot of awakening lately also. And he knows now whose service he truly is in. Because he knows that the mission and him coming out of there is nothing short of miracle. And a man in a mission does not have time to think about miracles until later. And it's very hard for one who has been so important as to be second ranking in the CIA under Casey to be put away on false charges. False charges, hear me! Just like they're trying to do to Eckers. Set up an operation, make it real, and get you. Well, I'm going to get mine out this time because there is no purpose to be served by them serving within. It's time to get my people out. And I had to work for a very long time to get Commander Rosbacher out. You had to build your paper big enough so that I could get an audience big enough to bring enough focus on it to get him out. And if necessary, I could shut the paper, the journals, absolutely every operation that I may even have an attachment. I could shut it down today. I would have done my job, and so would you. But he's still standing before the Missouri court. Well, it may not be so easy today, after failure last week, to wipe out a general or an admiral. There is so much international intrigue going on, from the shipments of oil to the shipments of gold, that you can, it would boggle you. And these are things that cannot be tended from this valley, nor from any one of you. That's why it is so incredibly important that each one who makes a commitment to God keep his commitment. Because God does not accept lightly. And it will always be ones who can bring a mission to a given point where another can take it and bring it farther. That doesn't mean the first part of the mission is dead, gone, and buried. It does mean that at some point you stop running the risk of physical devastation to the ones who brought it here. Unless that is a pre-agreement. And in this instance, it is not a pre-agreement. Because in this valley, you have hardly started. And therefore, I am having to take some very strenuous measures right this minute so that it is not permanently stopped. I think that's sufficient.
I have a comment coming in.
Please.
My name,
brief.
I don't think this is on.
It's not true.
The only comment I'd like to make at this time is personal, and in the sense that if I can help with contact with any of the other projects, journals, et cetera, to a greater extent than I have, I'd be delighted to do that. It would, require some restructuring and rejuggling with my own things, but I think about June 92, when we met, and we said we could use your help here. That's why I'm here. And if I can help more to see these projects through and to help everybody else, or to help all of us get through with, I think, what is really important to us, and that's getting on with God's work, your work, I'd be delighted to do that. I just need some direction in that respect. I'm here, and I'm all yours.
One's in charge. Hear him, because I'm backing off. Hear him. He is absolutely right. And each of you came here with talents, and it would seem like from time to time I shut you down, and I will continue. I cannot jeopardize by just saying, well, I don't want to hurt Paul's feelings in this little instance. It's been a trial by fire. One's all having more talent and capability than is able to be utilized. But you'll understand why it was necessary now to get to there. You can start. I hate to do this to Tony. But you can now get your printing done much more reasonably and get into a situation where you can run more papers if you need, cheaper, through a different routing. But it's the other direction. And it's going to be a toss-up. But there's one in Lancaster who has new presses. Cuts down on labor costs. You might want to inquire about that. As I see it, you could probably save $1,000 a month. That would buy the extra stamps to make your paper bigger. And at this point, we have to consider it. There is great leakage going out of Tony's place. And yet, if we withdraw all the support for Tony, he may not be able to make it either. But we also must realize that as time goes on, and if we are able to continue in this valley, there will be a need for those kinds of facilities and use for people. And it is the people contact that you need, and that might be worth looking into. And I thank you, Paul.
Commander?
Yes.
On behalf of Teresa and I'd like to thank you for your show of support when Shara was born. Your craft up there were magnificent. And it certainly made us feel great.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank everyone who was at the birth helping and everybody who brought food over. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
These are the most special events that you ones will have. And if, for goodness sakes, we are able to get a little money, will you, EJ, write this down right now? I want a birthing chair in this neighborhood. Nobody should have to sit on a tackle box, a toolbox, in the drawer to have a baby. Poor little Teresa. We'll get there, precious ones. Bear with us. One of the first things we need is Audrey's facility. I can't, you know, there just seem to be so many firsts now. But a birthing chair in the community can be a rather inexpensive acquisition. And I would like for Sandy to lean in, if at all possible, in the next year. I won't just put her on limits. I'd like her to get in and have hypnotherapy classes with Gil. There is no reason to go through the primitive, incredible torture of hospitals and doctors to have a normal, beautiful baby. And no one should be required to push along so rapidly that they tear. The body is made for birth, for woman. Doctors just do not want to spend the time. It's money. But I won't belabor that. Let's get John out. Let's pray for Gunther. We need him released. We need him free. And now that they failed on the weekend, they're going to want to hold him. I want him free. And I will win. But the more I win, the harder it may be for you. So I have to begin to win so that it doesn't reflect on you. And I can do that too. And we've had patients. I told Orma in the beginning it would be 4 to 7 years. And she's got it down to the day. Blessings.
Thank you.
We're fine. Salud.